NASA officials said Monday there were no technical issues to resolve before the scheduled launch of Discovery on Tuesday from Kennedy Space Center. But officials say forecasts show bad weather is likely, and they reduced the chance of liftoff to 40%. Shuttle Weather Officer Kathy Winters says stormy weather may move through the Space Center around the time of the late morning launch.
This is the time period we're concerned about, with the chance for isolated showers in the area, also some cumulus cloud development, and again, that scattered deck at 3,000 feet could be varying between scattered and broken around that time. With that, we have a 60% chance of KSC weather prohibiting launch.
If the weather does not permit launch on Tuesday, officials say they will try again on Wednesday or Thursday. NASA Test Director Stephen Payne said thunderstorms had caused minor delays in preparations on Sunday, but he said crews had completed all necessary work on the shuttle.
At this point in the count, we're on schedule. Our systems are all good. We're in great shape, and there are no issues we're tracking.
Payne said that engineers have made slight changes to the shuttle's launch schedule to prevent the formation of ice, which they say causes foam insulation to break off the fuel tank during launch. A piece of falling foam damaged Endeavour's thermal protection system during launch in August, and damage from foam debris is blamed for the breakup of the shuttle Columbia during re-entry in 2003. The Discovery will be carrying a crew of 7 astronauts who will deliver a new module to the International Space Station. The new module is one of several that international partners plan to add to the orbiter to double the interior capacity of the station to allow 6 astronauts to live and work. The Discovery crew is scheduled to return to Earth on November 6th. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.